heading out onto the field. A beautiful stadium here at Pine Richland High School, obviously an all-purpose turf. Palatial press box. I feel like I almost don't belong in here. It's really nice. Victoria Orsini, the senior kicker, tees it up at the 40-yard line for Pine Richland. And the run-up, and we're underway at Pine Richland High School. It'll be Luke Mihalik taking it at the 5. He's at 10, 15, 20. Adds a little bit of a seam and got to the 26-yard line, Craig. Almost squirted through and got into that second level.
Oh, he really got past the first wave very quickly there. Very dangerous for the Pine Richland Rams, but somebody got him around the waist and was able to bring him down.
22 yards on the return for Luke Mihalik. Father will start this first possession at the 26-yard line. And Luke Mihalik will be in at quarterback with Sam Dietrich splitting out to one sideline, Anthony Davidek to the other on first down. Mihalik with the quarterback draw. Right up the middle he goes. Mihalik has a few yards, gets to the 30-yard line, a gain of 4. Like to see that initial push, Craig, by the middle of that offensive line.
Yeah, that's what we need. We've been looking for that all year. They have those guys just fire off the ball and start driving people back, and that was a good first stance there.
Gain of 4 for Luke Mihalik. Bring up a second down. They'll give him 3. They started actually at the 27-yard line, so he gets 3 on first down. Again, the Toyota with wide out to either side on second down. And off to the fullback. And that is Logan Dubiak. No gain on the play. I believe 33 with carry. Right to the 30-yard line, no gain. That was Logan Dubiak. Makes it 3rd down and 7.
What we have to do, we have to make sure we seal the inside linebackers there. We did a good job on the interior with the tackles, but the man who's slipping off to get to the linebackers just didn't get the proper position, which let a linebacker really shoot the gap, stuff Dubiak for no gain.
3rd down, and the play clock expired, or did Butler get a timeout in? They did. The Butler will take their first of 3 timeouts. I'm sure there's some getting used to things out there, and others, they got out of the huddle late that time.
Right.
So they got to talk it over on this 3rd down play. And this is a situation, Craig, that kind of hampered the Tornado a bit this year. And you get 3rd and long like this, it's an obvious passing situation, and it's just something that has not materialized. A little bit it has, as we've gotten long here in the season, but really it just hasn't materialized this year.
No, we're not a pass-happy offense. And when you don't have the ability to really spread the field on a routine basis, it is very difficult to try to do it under a pressure situation. You have to get out there, throw those passes early in the game and early in the downs, but you get 3rd and long, it's almost inevitable what you're going to have to do.
Well, the back out of the field, out of the timeout, 3rd down and 7. Have it at the Pine Ridge, at the Butler 30-yard line. Play action keeper by Luke Mihalik. He's at the 35. Shakes the tackle. Has a 1st down, it appears, after the 39-yard line, Craig. A nice ball fake by Luke Mihalik, and he went around right end and got the 1st down.
I think most of the Rams were thinking that he was going to pass, so they were kind of playing soft. Really weren't shooting the gaps here to start with. That gave him more than enough room to get to the outside. Once he gets to the outside, he's so shifty. Great thing is that Luke really knew where the 1st down marker was. Just go right at the very last second there to make sure he had it.
Gain of 9 for Luke Mihalik. Makes it 1st down and 10. Butler's first drive of the game. At the 39-yard line. Mihalik again with play-action keeper. And this time, Pine Richland swarms him. Actually shoves him forward across the 40 to almost the 41-yard line. A gain of a couple.
They will take the positive gain.
However you get it.
Absolutely, because they were really close apart from the outside there. So he really had nowhere to go except up the middle.
Give him 1. Just shy of the 41-yard line. 2nd down and a long 8. come out in the tight I formation on the second down as Malik goes in under center. Fullback, handoff. And I believe that was Logan Dubiak again with the carry. He'll get to the 43-yard line, a gain of a couple. Brings up third down and a fairly manageable 6 yards.
Still a little bit longer than what we'd want to have to deal with there, but when it comes down to it, hey, the offense is playing a bit inspired here tonight. You know, you can see that they have a focus, you know, despite everything else that has gone on, that they are coming here to play.
Brad Kopp and David Duck are the wideouts on third down. With Malik in the pistol. Blue legs to the left. Looking downfield. Wants to throw. Fires it on the run. It's in and out of the hands. Looks like a catchable ball, but through the hands of the intended receiver. I think that might have been Jake Tilko out there, Craig. He was trying to hit.
It may have been. He actually had two men in the area. The thing I was a little disgusted with is that I couldn't. Again, I can't read the numbers up here, but whoever the secondary receiver was there, he just didn't get his hands up to try to make the catch off the deflection. You have to do that. If you're in the pattern, you best be out there to catch a ball.
So Butler will punt. Jake Crato off the kick. He stands at his 30-yard line. Luke Meckler is back to receive for Pine Richland. He stands at his 25-yard line. Good snap. Here comes the punt. It's a high end-over-end kick. Meckler will come up and takes it to 30. Fair catch is called just outside the 30-yard line. That's the Rams who go on offense on their first possession of the night. The drive stalls after six plays for the Tornado, and now the defense will have to step up here against the high-powered Pine Richland offense. Phil Djurkovic comes out in the gun, and they'll spread him out. Five in the pattern on first down. Reads the defense and calls a play on first down. Djurkovic. Good flanker screen. The catch is made. And running with the football. Jason DeFrancis with the carry for Pine Richland with the catch. And he has a first down out over the 40. And right at the 40-yard line, a gain of 10.
Very quick offense here.
Yep. No huddle. I'll hand it off to Jordan Crawford. Up the middle he goes. And Crawford is gone. It will go the distance. Jordan Crawford, the senior running back, with a 60-yard touchdown run. And just like that, it's 6-0 Pine Richland.
Yeah, there's not much you can say about that. Just blew the inside tackles off. You know, did like a quick, almost like a quick trap right up the middle. One of the tackles got pushed off the ball. And I don't know if our linebackers are set because he went untouched.
Yeah, they hurried it up. Boy, you talk about a hurry-up offense.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't be looking around. You can't be walking. That's been a problem with the Tornado here. They've done a lot of walking this year. They got to pick it up. It's a fast-paced game. You better be ready to go.
Victoria Orsini for the point after. A high snap. It's loose on the turf. Dawson Gulch throw for the two-point conversion, and they will convert it. They made something out of nothing.
Well, when you're good, a lot of things go right for you.
Dawson bolts with the pass. And I'm trying to get the number with Tommy Camino. Nope, that's number 8. For Pine Richland with the 2-point conversion. And that makes it 8-0 Pine Richland. 8:11 to go in the first. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
You don't need a rocket to get to Mars or to get a mortgage. At Mars Bank, you can apply for a mortgage online. The difference is that if you need some help, you can connect via email, phone, or we'll meet with you in person. Convenience, award-winning service, and great rates from a local community bank. Right now, there are great rates on mortgages for purchase or refinance. Visit marsbank.com/norocket for rates, online application, and more. Mars Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Pine Ridgeland High School, 8-0 in favor of the Rams. The ensuing kickoff, Luke Mihalik takes it from the 1 out to the 23-yard line. Another 22-yard kickoff return for Butler, and that's where they'll start their possession. First down and 10 at the 23, and they'll break huddle and get to the line. First down.
With a whole new defensive front in there, a whole new set of players.
Luke Mihalik goes in under center on first down with the man in motion. That's Brandon Flieger. Luke will run to his right. His met resistance, bounces it to the outside. Mihalik makes positive yards across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Gain of 4.
He did a really nice job bouncing it out there. There was a hard surge coming in from the outside that almost got him walled in there, but was able to get it at those fast feet in motion and get around just so he could make a something out of nothing.
Ball spotted at the 26-yard line, so that is a gain of 3. Ball on the far hash, probably moving left to right as we see it here. Second down. Mihalik in the pistol this time. He'll keep it himself on the quarterback draw. And Luke Mihalik will move the pile forward to the 30-yard line, a gain of 4. A little bit of a surge there, Craig, by the left side of that Butler offensive line.
That was good to see. They got a nice 33. This is very workable.
Yeah. Right at the 30-yard line. One thing and one way you can keep a high-powered offense in check is to keep them off the field. Maybe Butler can put together a nice little drive here, get a couple first downs
if they keep working the clock.
Third down and 3. And it looked like a little bit of a mix-up in the backfield as Mihalik took the snap, turned, and nobody was there. And he may have got a half yard on the play, actually right at the 30-yard line. The line of scrimmage, no gain. So Butler will go 3 and out. Luke Mechler awaits the Jake Cradle kick. Luke Mechler standing at his 37-yard line. Cradle will kick it from about the 20. Good snap. A wobbly kick. Fair catch called for and made by Mechler as he runs forward to the 46-yard line, so a short field for Pine Ridgeland as they start near midfield and the offense huddles up near the sideline. 8-0 in favor of Pine Ridgeland. They scored 2 plays and 70 yards, a 60-yard touchdown run by Jordan Crawford, the difference thus far here in this game. First down and 10 as Bill Jurkovic, the Notre Dame recruit, will now again put 5 in the pattern. Up the backfield as Crawford goes out into the and he makes the catch in the near flat. He has a first down, and he's knocked out of bounds in Butler territory. Jordan Crawford taken out of bounds at the Butler 41-yard line.
Nice. You have Dan Klein getting over there, doing a nice job getting him down.
And again, they go quickly in the no-huddle offense. Jordan Crawford gets the carry. Actually, that is Kenny White. And White looked inside, bounces it outside. White still on his feet, fighting for the first down. And it looks like he has enough for a first down. Depends on the spot over there. I believe he does at the 31-yard line, a gain of 10 on the play.
Yeah, J.R. Harold had him in the backfield, but he just squeezed right out of that tackle.
Yep, they marked him short. Second down and very short. Play action, Jurkovic to throw on second down over the middle. Catch is made, touchdown. Jason DeFrancis with the touchdown catch, Greg, a simple little post pattern right up the middle.
Yeah, Bradley Clough fell down in coverage there and just left the receiver wide open. That was, all you got to do is catch it in that situation, and you got six.
And Jacoby put it right on the money. 31 yards. And the Rams on top now, 14-0. Orsini on for the point after try. Good snap, and the kick is true. 5:14 to go in the first. 15-0 Pine Richland. And this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
Jason DeFrancis catches a 31-yard pass from Phil Jakovic to make it 15-0 in favor of the Rams. 5:14 to go here in the first quarter. As Butler will have Mihalik and Klein back to receive, and they do an onside kick. And it's taken by Pine Richland. They recover it, and they will have the football. It appears at the Butler 47-yard line.
Well, as we talked about earlier, whenever you see guys that are walking around, not giving an effort, heading on the game, you take advantage of it. You exploit it. And obviously, if we're able to see it up here, a coach on the opposing sideline is going to be able to see it happening as well. I said there's just no hustle. People aren't moving. You don't walk on a football field.
So the Rams have it at the Butler 47-yard line. That's where the it was recovered. Play action, Jakovic, looking deep down the middle. As a man, it's caught and into the end zone, touchdown. That is Ray Falcone. There is a flag, though, on the field apparently somewhere. And it is a legal procedure on Pine Richland, so it will come back. Too many moving parts for this Pine Richland offense. You're going to get that every now and then.
That's it. And with those quick calls and so forth they're bringing in here, you know, guys got to be set.
So the Rams, after the penalty, will go to their own 47-yard line. We're down to 9 seconds on the play clock. Jakovic gets them set. And he'll keep it as he takes the handoff. And he is slowed down as they get across midfield. Jakovic will get to about the Butler 48-yard line.
Darren Skidmore did a great job coming from the defensive end position there. Wasn't intimidated. Got him around the leg there just enough to break his stride and get him down.
Second down at 12, gain of 3 for Jakovic on that play. Crawford, the sidecar to Dracovic's right. Here comes the pressure. Jakovic forced the run. He's running to the near side. He goes, he stays inbounds, gets the first down as he is in the Butler territory down to the 35-yard line.
Skidmore was pressing hard again that time from the from the left side of the line. Thought he was going to have him too, but Kobe, boy, he's got some jets. He just broke away.
They made it look effortless, actually. You know, he just strode away from him. First down, Pine Russell at the Butler 35. And the catch is made by Dawson Gultz, and Gultz in the short game as he gets down to the 32-yard line, a gain of three.
And Klein did a nice job bringing him down.
Second down and six. Jakovic, under pressure, moves the pocket a little bit, fires in the middle, incomplete. Pass behind Ben Yoakum.
Nick Stasia did a nice job getting in there, kind of getting in space and their field of view. Made it a little difficult to complete that pass.
Makes it third down and six. Four in the pattern for Pine Richland. We'll hand it off to Kenny White up the middle, and Butler will stop him right at the 30-yard line for a couple of yards, short of the first down by about five.
Very good. Cradle scraping down the line there, just enough to hold him up and force a fourth down.
And that is at the Butler 30-yard line, fourth down. The Rams appear to be going for it. Kenny White in backfield. Tyler King goes in motion. White again looks to the middle. Spin move gets him to the outside. Has a first down as he upended inside the 25 to the 22-yard line. Butler bottled it up pretty well, Craig, but the speed of Kenny White got that first down.
Oh, absolutely. Very shifty runner.
And he is actually hobbled as he gets off the field. They put it down at the 22-yard line. And a flag comes in. Offside defense.
Before the snap.
A dead ball foul.
Okay.
Five-yard penalty takes it down to the 17.
I think he made contact. That's one thing. Did you see contact being made?
I did not. Apparently, the near side official did. He's the one that dropped the little laundry. Jakovic to throw. Catch is made over the middle. Jason DeFrancis. And DeFrancis will go into the end zone for a Pine Richland touchdown. His second touchdown grab of the game.
Well, something I noticed there, too, is that you have their receivers. I mean, they get obviously four to five guys in patterns out there. So they're making a lot of those downfield blocks that you normally don't see high school receivers making. I saw J.R. Harrell, oh boy, he got cold caught there, almost like a crackback block.
So Vittorio Orsini, who has been busy this year with a lot of point after attempts, and it is good.
Yeah, I think he's got tendonitis in that right hip.
Thank you so much. 2:41 to go here in the first. Pine Richland in control. It's the Rams 22 and Butler nothing. This is Tornado Football at 10:50 a.m. at WBET.com.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Butler takes an opening the next kickoff after the DeFrancis touchdown, and Luke Mihalik will carry the mail out to the 25-yard line, and that's where Butler will go back on offense, trailing 22 to nothing, Craig. Obviously, Pine Richland is as advertised.
Well, absolutely. They're quite an impressive club out there. But they're playing smart. They're playing inspired. Obviously, when you get a nice early lead, you're going to do that. But going back to that onside kick to Furness, I mean, that just goes to show how their heads are really in this game. And they're not taking anything for granted. And they're just going out there and executing their game plan.
First down and 10 at the 25. Luke Mihalik goes in under center on first down. Look to throw. And will run. And Pine Richmond will trap him for a loss. Back to the 23-yard line, a loss of a couple. Second down and 12. Look at the Pine Richmond sideline. They have a TV monitor down there. The players gathered around looking at game film. The TV is as big as the one that's in my living room. I can see it from here. It'd be great if they put a different show, put the TV on. Second down and 12. Mihalik with the quarterback draw, and Luke will get back to the original line of scrimmage. They'll give him the 26-yard line, a gain of 3.
When you play an aggressive defensive front like this, what you have to do is just lock on your man and just almost take him where he wants to go. You just got to keep pushing, got to keep driving. You just can't lose contact. Once you do that, you shut down the running lane. And that's really what Luke's doing. He's watching to see where these lanes are, but if guys are letting anyone go, that's going to be an instant clog and obviously attack with the law.
Yep, Luke is showing that patience. And this one will not make it, as I think it would be either a timeout. Yep, Butler did get a timeout in as the play clock reached 0. And they'll take their second time out of the half, trailing 22-0. Jordan Crawford with a 60-yard touchdown run. And a blocked point after attempt turned into a conversion of 2 points. Then a pair of Jason DeFrancis touchdown grabs. One for 31 yards and the other for 17 yards. And that accounts for scoring the Rams with an onside kick that was successful. Throwing in the mix there. So a third down and 9 for the Tornado with 1:08 to go here in the first. They have it at their own 26-yard line. And the catch is made by Luke Mihalik, as that was Tyler Callahan, who passed it out to Luke Mihalik on a little swing pass, and he was thrown for a loss at the 20-yard line, and follow up the punt.
That time I wanted to focus on our receivers and what they were doing. They run their route. They have to do more of a deliberate route. You can't just run. You have to make it like you're going into a break or a hook or something. You got to sell that defense.
And Jake Cradle out on the field to kick it away. And a wobbly kick as Jake kicks it away from Meckler. It takes it was a touch by a Pine Richmond player. It was, and Butler will fall on it at the 47-yard line. There's an alert play.
That's good. That's good. J.R. Harold was right there. He's watching what was going on. He saw the ball hit off the calf of the one defender and just jumped right down on that ball. Excellent job.
J.R. Harold with the play. The ball would take over at the 47-yard line. 11, just under 12 seconds remaining here in the first. Our offense back out there. Mihalik in under center. We'll double hand off to Jake Tilko. Tilko bounces it around the left side and dives forward, and a late flag comes in, Craig, and it might be against Klein Richland.
I think it might be a targeting. Yes, I mean, just kind of leading with your head. It looked like White came in there and just tried to spear him almost versus making a tackle, team tackle. So Duca got to the midfield stripe, and we will await the official word as they confer at the 45-yard line. And there is an injured Klein Richland player along that far side. It looks like Kenny White.
It was Kenny White.
Personal foul. You're correct, Greg. Personal foul call against the Rams. So they'll assess 15 yards from the spot. Take it down to the Klein Richland 35-yard line.
You know, with the amount of concussions that happen in this game, they're really conscientious of anybody who's trying to spear or lead with their head. And that's what Kenny did, and now it looks like he's kind of paying a price for it over there. It looks like he's cramping up, too.
He came off the field limping after making a big play on the Rams' last offensive drive. So, he's sitting up. That's good news. Looks like he is just stretching out on this actually fairly warm autumn evening.
Yeah, it is. It's
fine. We were just mentioning, as you said, coming in, we're freezing at Penn Hills game one this year, and here we are game eight. It's balmy. It's 60-some degrees outside.
Very nice.
Good news for Pine Richland. Kenny White, the senior, is up and appears to be okay. Now he's going to sit back down. He's continuing it. You can tell it's a cramp situation. Just keeps stretching out.
Well, they say he's going to become the play-by-play man for a WBUT radio because of all his cramps. He's going to be up in the second half.
I make sure I'm pretty well hydrated now. I have a couple of bottles of water before I even get in the car to come to the game after that.
This is good.
I've learned my lesson. Not to tell me twice. So, again, Kenny White remains on the turf. Coach Kasparowicz over there to make sure he's okay. As I mentioned, he was limping off. Maybe it's more than that, Craig. He might have an issue there physically besides cramp. Senior night here at Pine Richland. Mentioned a gorgeous facility on this beautiful evening. Nice turnout. Good to see the fans turning out to see the team here tonight across the way.
That is nice.
With that, Greg? I'm sorry.
Say, it's just very nice when you come out and support your hometown. You know, it's just, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, win, lose, whatever. Whenever you're a true fan, you stay with your club. You know?
That is correct.
I give them tons of credit. It's nice to see that. It's nice to look across and see that.
Absolutely, because we don't see that all the time from opposing teams coming into Butler.
Very true. And it's easy to leave a team when they're down, you know, but a true fan like you see over there, those fans, those parents, those relatives, they're here for their boy.
No doubt about it. Good news. Kenny White walking off of the field under his own power. You're speaking to a longtime Pirate fan, so yeah, I understand completely what you're saying.
Poor gosh.
Although they may get bought by a millionaire. That's what I hear.
Really?
Yes. Won't happen. Mr. Nutting makes too much money.
Yeah.
So let's see. The Tornado, see if they can take advantage of this situation, Craig. Is that they'll let the
game clock.
They let the game clock wind down. There was about 4 seconds left. At the end of the quarter, the score, Pine Richland 22, Butler nothing, and this is Butler Football at 10:50 a.m. and WBUT.com.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Back at Pine Ridge High School, Craig Lucas along with Kenny Blankenship. It is 22-0 in favor of the Pine Ridge Rams. Butler has the football at the Rams' 35-yard line, first down and 10, aided by a 15-yard penalty. Butler now will move right to left. Luke Mihalik make the handoff and now scrambles and will be sacked. Thrown to the turf at the 42-yard line, Craig, he picked the handoff to Brandon Clear and looked downfield. Nobody open. It had nowhere to go.
Yeah, and that's really tough because the offensive line did an excellent job that time. They were trying to blitz that Ryan Bogdanovich from the inside linebacker position, and they did a great job picking it up. You know, it, and unfortunately, yeah, number 18 had just blitzed in there and closed everything down, and Luke Mihalik had nowhere to go with it.
Danush, pretty good-looking player out there.
Yeah,
second down at 17. From the Pine Richland 42-yard line. Luke Mihalik has some room. He goes around left tackle, and Luke Mihalik is knocked out of bounds. And up before he gets a nice gainer, down to the Pine Richland 32-yard line. He hit him about 10 on that play.
Did a nice job. He really stepped back to the tackle. And that number 18 again, we really don't have him on our roster here. But been very active for the defensive secondary. Came up there, but Luke was able to sidestep.
Third down and 8. You're right, I did not have him on the line. That's Bubba Ganoush.
No, Ryan Ganoush. He's the
Ryan, oh, I got you. Third down and 8.
He's just a linebacker.
Mihalik in the pistol on third down. Keeper goes to the right side. And Luke Mihalik will be knocked down to the turf just shy of the first down marker as he's tackled at the 27-yard line, a gain of 5, and it'll be about a yard and a half shy.
Nice run that time. Tell you what I like seeing there is you have Brandon Flager leading the way through there, picking up guys. You know, as we talked about Buckingham earlier on the inside, you know, he saw him, he gave him a nice chip walk. Luke did a nice job bouncing to the outside.
Fourth down and 2. From the Pine Richland 27-yard line. Mihalik takes the snap, runs it forward. He has a first down as he's inside the 25 to the 23-yard line, a gain of 4, and that's enough to move the chain.
Oh, that's a huge first down. I mean, that's a great momentum builder for the Tornado. You know, obviously, the deepest penetration they've had into the Pine Richland territory. Really keep building off it. Because yeah, it's the time that I think you're going to see Pine Richland now starting to pick up some of that inside pressure, those blitzes that we talked about earlier. So the offensive line is going to have to really play heads up on the inside.
This is the sixth play of the drive. First down and 10, Butler. With Mihalik with a stiff arm, shakes one tackle, but he has nowhere to go. As Pine Richland pursuit. He's gang tackled at the 27-yard line, loss of 4.
Well, Pete Kaplitsky from the left tackle position did a really good job scraping down the line, just got right behind our pulling guard, and called it from behind.
Loss of 4, back to the 27-yard line, second down and 14. And Dietrich goes to the far side. Anthony Davidek will come to the near side. All right. We're almost right in the middle of the field. Mihalik with the flank of screen. It's tipped and intercepted. It'll be picked off by Pine Richland. And that is Tommy Camino, the senior, with the INT.
But you got to give Sam Edwin, you know, great credit there because as soon as the ball was picked off there, he got out of the tackle position there and made the tackle. That's a tough thing to do. I mean, you got a speedy guy like that, the Kaplitsky kid coming out there. You you know, making that grab, getting the upfield, and Ensign just did an excellent job bringing them down. Tough play. Didn't give up. That's what you like to see. Do it fighting.
Japan Richardson takes over at their 37-yard line on first down. And they'll hand it off to Cameron Belay, a wideout, and he'll have a first down and more as he goes around the right end on the sweep. And he's into Butler territory to the 46-yard line.
Merckx made the tackle there.
Chris Merckx, second leading tackler on the Tornado team. Kovic will flank or screen. Come back to Ray Falcone, and Falcone is gone. Touchdown, Ray Falcone. The team's leading receiver goes 46 yards. Or do we have a flag on the play?
I did not see a flag, but
I think we do.
Maybe a taunting call on a
cheap illegal formation on Pine Richland, so this one will come back. And it will remain first down. So it will go back to the Pine Richland 49. Boy, did Ray Falcone grab that football, Craig, and waste no time.
Exactly.
Just sprinted just straight up the field.
Exactly. He just outran guys who were right beside him.
The Pine Richland has it. First and 15 now, leading 22-0. 8:44 to go here in the second quarter. From their own 49-yard line, and the shotgun goes Bill Jerkovic. Play action, looks to his left, feels the pressure, now will scramble and run with the football. Jerkovic to the near side into Butler territory and will go out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Butler. And really, Craig, you got to credit Butler coverage that time. And Jerkovic had nobody to throw to.
That's good. When you force him to run like that, anything can happen.
Second down and 4. Flanker screen. Catch is made. Far flat by Jason DeFrancis. He's at the 20, 15, the 10. 5 touchdowns. And Jason DeFrancis with his third touchdown grab of the night. Yards on the pass and catch.
Well, when you're wearing Under Armour that's made out of asbestos, it's kind of hard to keep guys in coverage.
That was a very technical term that you'll have to explain to me on the break.
I will.
Thank you. Orsini up for the point after attempt. Now the Dawson Gulch hold. And the extra point is in the air and good. 8:26 remains. Here in the first half, it's now Pine Rush at 29 and Butler nothing. This is Butler Football at 10:50 a.m. and WBET.com.
McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious, they could pass as mine. Finally. I mean, have you ever made chicken tenders? It's a mess. You soak it, batter it, dunk it. Oh, I've got better things to do. A little lower, Francois.
Ms. Muriel. Oui.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
Took just 3 plays and 63 yards. And with Jason DeFrancis, his third touchdown of the night, a 40-yard run and catch. And Luke Mihalik takes the two-inning kickoff. And they'll take it out to the 26-yard line. So Butler's offense, again, Craig, had a nice little drive going. That was the longest possession of the night. And ended in that interception by Tommy Camino.
It is tough on top of a tip ball like that.
It is.
You know, you hate to see those. Those are tough interceptions to give up.
From the 26, first down and 10 for the Tornado. And again, Lukmanic just takes a snap and runs on the keeper. Goes over left guard this time and gets positive yards out to the 28-yard line, a gain of a couple.
Yes, tough sledding in there, no doubt about it.
Yes, it is. And Pine Richland so speedy, Craig, that to try to stretch it out there, they'll get there. Second and 8 from the 28. Halleck will go in under center. The I formation. Stick it in the belly of the fullback. And Logan Dubiak, the ball carrier. No gain on the play.
I hate to say there's already a pile there before the back even gets the ball. They've already got things jammed up in there. They're pinching inside. You predicated your whole offense around one player. All they know is they got to jam a certain small piece of ground, and chances are 80% of the time they'll be successful in that. I think that's what they're coming down to. They talk about Ganoush, you know, blitzing like he does. He just always just claws a hole.
Third down and 8. We'll take the dive play up the middle, and a keeper by Luke Mihalik. We'll get to the 31-yard line, a gain of 3, well short of the first down. And the punting unit will head out for the Tornado. Sermonera and King in on the stop for Pine Richland. And Luke Meckler, the sophomore, will go back to receive the Jake Fredo kick. And Jake gets the punt away. It's a high spiral kick. And Meckler will watch it hit and take a Butler bounce. Did he touch that football?
I don't think so.
The way he reacted is just it's as if he did. But a good kick by Jake puts it down at the Pine Richland 26-yard line. And give him 47 yards on that kick.
Nice move.
29-0, and the Ram offense back out on the field. Bill Jerkovic brings him to the line from the sideline, first down and 10. A little stretch handoff to Kenny White, and White goes up the middle across the 25 to the 20. 7-yard line. Gain of 6, second down and 4. Again, the handoff to White. And White is hit hard. Chris Murch came up to finish off the tackle at the 30-yard line, a gain of 3, short of the first down by about a half yard. Jake Tilko had him wrapped around the waist, and Chris Murch came up and made the hit. Third and 1. They pick the option to keep her by Jerkovic. He has a first down as he's brought down at the 38-yard line. Gain of 8. And the Ram offense keeps chugging along. Give Kyler Callahan the stop, the junior for the Tornado. First down and 10. play action. Dracovic, down the middle. As a man, incomplete. He intended for DeFrancis. He was open, but Dracovic overthrew him. And that would have been his fourth touchdown of the night.
Oh, you can tell he definitely had that chemistry out there.
No kidding.
Honestly, he had about a step and a half on Callahan. And if that ball just would have been a tad shorter, he would have gone for another six.
Second down and 10. Kovic taking his time, looking over to the sideline to get a play. Play clock down to 9 seconds. Now calls it. Takes a couple of steps back into the shotgun. Play action. He's flushing the pocket in, and he'll be sacked as he goes forward.
Skidmore.
Darren Skidmore wraps him up to 39. So apparently, Darren gets a hold of him.
Oh, my God. You know, when Darren Skidmore plays, it's like watching Rudy, you know? The guy who's a bit undersized. I mean, he's obviously a great athlete. He's a really good wrestler. But, man, he just plays with so much heart out there. He's got a great motor. He's always running around. Love that hustle.
Third down and 10. And if just one on that play for Dracovic on the scramble. Option to the left, pitch goes to Jordan Crawford. Crawford looks to the outside, cuts it up, and depends on the spot. He may be if he got the first down, it's by the nose of the football. As he's just shy of the 50-yard line, they say move the chain. So he'll get it.
Boy, a close call like that, you'd think they'd want to just bring the change out to measure.
Put it right at the 49-yard line, needed 10 and got 10. Dracovic, screen pass to DeFrancis, catches it at 48 on his feet, into Butler territory, thrown to the turf at the Butler 39-yard line. 12 yards.
Doko did a good job staying out there. He was on an island being blocked. And hung right in there, makes back.
Again, green catch is made by Ray Falcone. And Falcone has a first down inside the Butler 30. Knocked down at the 27-yard line. And the hurry up offense for Pine Richland. Same play again, Falcone with the screen pass. Down near sideline he goes. He steps out of bounds at the 20-yard line, 7 yards. Second down and 2. Again, the Rams hustle to the line. Yeah, it sure looked like the slot receiver that just made the catch in Jordan Crawford moved well before the snap, but he makes the catch and will carry the football inside the Butler 5 down to the 2-yard line. And now, Pine Richland on the doorstep. First down and goal at the 2. And now the snap count will draw Butler into the neutral zone. And encroachment to call on Butler. The Rams will sprint out 3 new players. So half the distance to the goal takes it to the 1. Kovic with the handoff to Kenny White. And White will stay on his feet and get into the end zone for a Pine Richland touchdown.
We can see where the Tornado really are missing Colton Cross tonight. You know, having a guy like that out of the lineup put so much pressure on the passer. And does a great job, you know, keeping things fenced in on the end and not having him out there tonight is tough.
Yeah, we failed to mention that. You're right. At the 2:48 mark of the second quarter, the Rams with a point after by Orsini. It's good. Makes it 36-0 in favor of Pine Richland. 2:48 to go and a half. the football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
You don't need a rocket to get to Mars or to get a mortgage. At Mars Bank, you can apply for a mortgage online. The difference is that if you need some help, you can connect by email, phone, or we'll meet with you in person. Convenience, award-winning service, and great rates from a local community bank. Right now, there are great rates on mortgages for purchase or refinance. Visit marsbank.com/norocket for rates, online application, and more. Mars Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
11 plays on the drive for Pine Richland. They began at their own 21. With Kenny White running it in from 1 yard out. 36-0 Rams. And the ensuing kickoff in the air. Taken by Dan Klein. On at the 10. He's thrown to the turf at the 14-yard line. Well, Butler, with their actual worst field position of the night, begin this drive.
But Pine Richland, they're still keeping their first teamers in there.
Defensively, yep, they are.
I'm sure in the second half you're going to see a lot of substitution and so forth. My one friend, son, played for Pine Richland here. But, you know, he hasn't played a second half all year.
Huh.
He hasn't played the first half. He goes both ways most of the time here. Like, they do something about the defensive line every other series, but you know, he is out there practically the whole time.
And timeout will be taken by Butler as they have a new quarterback in Anthony Davidoff. As the Butler will use their third and final timeout.
And it's all second teamers for the offensive line, too. If you look, it's the whole JV squad. The first team is all on the bench.
Anthony David, if we've called him a couple of times in the wideout position, and now he is a sophomore quarterback. He's going to get some quality time against one of the best defenses he'll ever face.
Right.
A lot of fresh faces out there. You'll have to bear with us as we search for names and numbers for some of these players and really search for the numbers here.
Yeah, I do not see any of the original starters out there for Butler.
So they'll come out in the I formation on first down. Hand off to the tailback. Let Trent Ballant. And Ballant with the carry across the 15 to the 16-yard line, a gain of a couple. He is a sophomore as well, 5'7", 155-pounder. Positive yards, a gain of 3 for Ballant. Next, second down and 7. Davidek will hand off to the fullback. And no gain on the play for Jacob Beck, senior fullback.
Well, see, that's where, as a quarterback, young quarterback, sometimes you just don't get all the nuances of what you need to do. But you stick that ball in there, especially if you let it go, you have to ride out like a fake and make it look like you still have the ball so you can free those linebackers.
Third down and 8. Option pitch to Trent Ballant. And Ballant will be thrown to the turf. We'll give him positive yards to the 15-yard line. And that's it. Punting unit out. actually lost a yard on the play. You know, you wonder in a situation like this if Coach Christie isn't just saying, you know what, let's just live the fight another day, make sure nobody gets hurt, just have them all be healthy for senior night next week.
I got to believe that's gone through his head. I think you might be right there, Craig, is that Jake Crater will kick it away. High snap. Crater takes it in. High punt. Fair catch called for and made by Shane Cafardi at the Butler 47-yard line. That's Refined Rich and Guadalupe on offense, leading 36-0 with 33 seconds to go here in the half. And I got to believe there's going to be a whole host of players that will see the field for the first time tonight on the Pine Richmond side of the ball here. Let's see who they send out onto the field.
So have the first teamers out there. I'm watching my one friend's son, so I lock in on his number, so I know that. Yeah, they're still keeping the first teamers in there. Change quarterback.
Yep, Dawson Goltz will throw, and a catch made by Jason DeFrancis as he gets to the Butler 38-yard line.
Their offensive line's intact, but they definitely change around some of their other skilled players.
Dawson Goltz listed as the wideout. He's a senior. I guess you can call this the Wildcat. Option pitch to Jordan Crawford. He's at the 30, 25, 20. Crawford remains on his feet. The 10, the 5, touchdown, no flag. Yards on that run. And the clock showing all zeros, and there's a Butler player on the field at the 15-yard line. So the trainers will head out to tend to the injured player. I can't see the number from here.
Could they walk any slower? I'm glad it wasn't a life-threatening injury.
Well, that was the Pine Richland.
Oh, okay.
That was the Pine Richland trainers kind of walking out to assist. The Butler trainers were there on time.
Yeah, which is just good because, yeah, they definitely weren't.
They were not. No, they were dawdling, as my mom would say.
Absolutely.
They were dawdling out onto the field, so. Good news player for Tornado sitting up. And we'll get up and walk off under his own power.
I get a number there. 57.
Nathan Hall, a junior lineman. Yard touchdown run for Jordan Crawford. And Vittorio Orsini. The point after. And it'll be the final play of the half. And the kick is in the air, and it is good. That ends the first half play. And the Rams. Here on Senior United, Pine Richland take a 43-0 lead into halftime. And this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.